Before we go into this devotional proper, I want to pray for the sick. If you are listening to me and you are sick, and there is any kind of sickness or disease in your body, let us pray and place your hand on that part of your body that is hurting, or that part of your body that is sick or infected, and receive your healing by faith. Many have received their healing by faith through this medium, and your case is not going to be different. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we worship you and bless you. We thank you for this medium through which you are ministering your healing to many. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for shedding your blood on the cross and paying for our healing. Lord Jesus, right now I receive healing for your people, your sons and daughters listening to me. And I decree by faith that you are walking in divine healing. I decree by faith that you are healed and you are made whole. Every sickness and infirmity is leaving you right now. Every sickness and infirmity leaves you right now in the name of Jesus. And anyone under the oppression of an unclean spirit, I cast out that unclean spirit right now. In the name of Jesus, I decree that you are set free, you are made whole by the power in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for hearing us. We give you all the praise and glory. Thank you because the testimonies are coming in. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing your children. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for sending your healing power. We give you all the praise and glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I want you to begin to do the things you couldn't do before. If you couldn't sit up straight before, sit up straight. If you couldn't jump before, jump, because you have been healed. Send us your testimony so that we can join you in praising the Lord. And by testifying and acknowledging what the Lord has done for you, that testimony is sealed. That miracle is sealed. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to listen to me. If you do not receive instant manifestations that you have been healed, I want you to know that your healing has already come. And you will discover that your improvement is going to be perfected within the next 3 days. I'm talking to some people specifically, but many of you are going to receive the instant manifestation of your healing. But if you are in the category that you are not receiving your instant manifestation of the healing, especially if you are born again and you pray this prayer by faith, begin to observe yourself. You are getting healed. You discover that the symptoms will just slowly and steadily disappear miraculously. Hallelujah.
Hello, and welcome to Stream Globe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Our topic today is titled Praying in the Spirit, Part 3. Today's meditation was written by Pastor S.D. Abraham. We shall be taking our Bible reading from 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. And this is the confidence that we have before him, that whenever we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. I have just read from the New English Translation rendering. When Amara realized that the Holy Spirit helps us to pray according to God's will when we pray in tongues, she was now interested in praying in tongues and praying in the Spirit. She did not want to be left out of the fullness of God's bounties. She observed that whenever she prayed about an issue and prayed in the Spirit while praying about it, she got feedback and answers faster. Sometimes she will just know that the answer to the prayer will not come immediately. And sometimes she would know that the answer to the prayer will come instantly. She also now knew if she had prayed through concerning an issue, or if she still needed to pray and seek the Lord concerning it. Sometimes, while praying in the Spirit and praying with her understanding about a matter, she would receive insight and clarity and wisdom, and would know exactly what to do. All this never happened before, when she only prayed with her understanding. The most effective way to pray according to the will of the Lord is to pray in the Spirit. The most effective way to pray is to pray according to the will of the Lord. go into today knowing that the gifts of the Holy Spirit is received by faith. Praying in the Spirit is also an act of faith, and this pleases God. Ask the Lord to help you to pray in the Spirit and be effective in prayers. In Jesus' name. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from the book of 1 Timothy. We shall be reading chapter 1 to chapter 3. Now, this yearly Bible plan is continuous. So if you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible. Stream Globe is interdenominational and non-denominational. We request that you join in sharing this devotional with your friends and contacts, and let us touch lives together. The audio for today's yearly Bible plan reading comes up next. 1 Timothy chapter 1 to chapter 3.
The book of 1 Timothy. Apostle of Christ Jesus by the command of God our Savior and of Christ Jesus our hope. To Timothy, my true son in the faith. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. As I urged you when I went into Macedonia, stay there in Ephesus, so that you may command certain persons not to teach false doctrines any longer, or to devote themselves to myths and endless genealogies. Such things promote controversial speculations, rather than advancing God's work, which is by faith. The goal of this command is love, which comes from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. Some have departed from these and have turned to meaningless talk. They want to be teachers of the law, but they do not know what they are talking about or what they so confidently affirm. We know that the law is good if one uses it properly. We also know that the law is made not for the righteous, but for lawbreakers and rebels, the ungodly and sinful, the unholy and irreligious, for those who kill their fathers or mothers, for murderers, for the sexually immoral, for those practicing homosexuality, for slave traders and liars and perjurers. And it is for whatever else is contrary to the sound doctrine that conforms to the gospel concerning the glory of the blessed God, which he entrusted to me. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me trustworthy, appointing me to his service. Even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life. Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Timothy, my son, I am giving you this command in keeping with the prophecies once made about you, so that by recalling them, you may fight the battle well, holding on to faith and a good conscience, which some have rejected and so have suffered shipwreck with regard to the faith. Among them are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have handed over to Satan to be taught not to blaspheme. I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and human beings, Christ Jesus, himself human,
who gave himself as a ransom for all people. This has now been witnessed to at the proper time. And for this purpose I was appointed a herald and an apostle. I am telling the truth, I am not lying, and a true and faithful teacher of the Gentiles. Therefore I want the men everywhere to pray, lifting up holy hands without anger or disputing. I also want the women to dress modestly, with decency and propriety, adorning themselves not with elaborate hairstyles or gold or pearls or expensive clothes, but with good deeds, appropriate for women who profess to worship God. A woman should learn in quietness and full submission. I do not permit a woman to teach or to assume authority over a man. She must be quiet. For Adam was formed first, then Eve. And Adam was not the one deceived. It was the woman who was deceived and became a sinner. But women will be saved through childbearing if they continue in faith, love, and holiness with propriety. Here is a trustworthy saying. Whoever aspires to be an overseer desires a noble task. Now the overseer is to be above reproach, faithful to his wife, temperate, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not given to drunkenness, not violent, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. He must manage his own family well and see that his children obey him, and he must do so in a manner worthy of full respect. If anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church? He must not be a recent convert, or he may become conceited and fall under the same judgment as the devil. He must also have a good reputation with outsiders, so that he will not fall into disgrace and into the devil's trap. In the same way, deacons are to be worthy of respect, sincere, not indulging in much wine, and not pursuing dishonest gain. They must keep hold of the deep truths of the faith with a clear conscience. They must first be tested, and then, if there is nothing against them, let them serve as deacons. In the same way, the women are to be worthy of respect, not malicious talkers, but temperate and trustworthy in everything. A deacon must be faithful to his wife and must manage his children and his household well. Those who have served well gain an excellent standing and great assurance in their faith in Christ Jesus. Although I hope to come to you soon, I am writing you these instructions so that if I am delayed, you will know how people ought to conduct themselves in God's household, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth. Beyond all question, the mystery from which true godliness springs is great. He appeared in a body, was vindicated by the Spirit, was seen by angels, was preached among the nations, was believed on in the world, was taken up in glory.
Our Stream Globe devotional book, the 365-day devotional book that can be used any year, is available for your order. To order this book, call 0811-341-6964. 0811-341-6964. Or visit our website. In order for you to start getting Stream Globe devotional audio that has audio Bible for our yearly Bible plan, please join our Telegram group. Download Telegram if you do not have Telegram on your device. It's free on all app stores. Install and search for Stream Globe. You'll find one of our groups. Join the group, and on that group, you'll be getting the audio that comes with audio Bible. If you've been blessed by this devotional, you've been healed, you've been delivered, you've been enlightened by God's word, we would love to hear your testimony. Send your testimony to us via WhatsApp on +234 803 442 0524. If you you wish to send your prayer request, you can send your prayer request to that same number via WhatsApp. To learn more about this ministry, or to read our devotionals online, or listen to our sermons and other resources online, visit our website at www.streamglobe.org or www.devotional.ng.
Thank you for listening to today's Stream Globe Daily Devotional. We encourage you to share this audio with friends and contacts, and let's touch lives together. Stream Globe Word Outreach is a non-denominational and interdenominational ministry. You can learn more about us or donate by visiting our website at www.streamglobe.org. You can also contact us via telephone by calling +234 80344 20524 or +234 90555 6538.